from the flame dalad on a base source, the bottom of the ovid on the third bottom line, dine nefasha is done in bayoim. Studying the Mishnah still and the differences between dine nefashis and dine momonis. And the halacha was, if you remember, with regard to dine nefashis, that the halacha has to begin at day, has to end at day, which day. So it depends. If they make him innocent, then it can finish that very day. If they want to make him guilty, then it has to wait till the next day. Halonas hadin, you wait till the next day, it spills over. And only then, if they reconsider it and they still come to the conclusion that he's guilty, then and only then will he be considered guilty. So this is now the Gemara's question. Mino hanamili. Mino hanamili. Says the Gemara, Mino hanamili, Oma Rav Simi Bachia Oma Kro. Says the Pasuk, Vohuka Oysom Lashem Neged Hashemesh. This was a Pasuk that we read on Shabbos, just after the whole story with Cosby and Zimri and the Magefa, Vahuka Oysom Lashem Neged Hashemesh. Now, what does that word Vahuka mean? It's quite a rare looking word. What does it mean, Vahuka? Omer of Chista, Minayin Lohuka Shehi Tlia. I can prove to you that the word Huka means hanging. Diksiv vehukanum lashem begivas shol bechir Hashem. Diksiv vatikach ritzpo bas ayo es hasak vatiteu lo el hatsoir betchilas kitzir. So we're proving that the word vehukanum or vehuka means to hang. And it says quite clearly in the Pasuk, neged Hashemesh. Neged Hashemesh, if there's sunlight, then clearly it's daytime. So it's quite clear there that when is the din coming to a conclusion? Only at day. Neged Hashemesh. You cannot conclude the din at night. Now, if you remember the story, at the end of last week's parasha, this is what the Gemara is going to deal with. V'ksiv ayomer Hashem el Moshe kach es kol roshei ha'om. Take all the heads of the nation. Why would the heads of the nation be considered punishable? Im ha'om chotu, roshei ha'om ma chotu. Even if the nation themselves sinned, but why are the heads of the nation considered punishable as well? So what does it mean? Take the roshei ha'om and hang them as well? Says the Gemara, no, that's not what it means. Omar of Yehuda, Omar Rav, Omar loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Chaleik lohem botei dinim. Make several botei din. Remember the story, at the end of last week's parasha, Klal Yisrael were over Avodah Zarah, the Baal Po'or, they were over Aroyos with the Bnois Midian. So when it says, call the Roshei Ha'om, it doesn't mean that the Roshei Ha'om are being punished. Rather, the Roshei Ha'om, who represent the Beis Din, set up several Botei Din. Why would you need to set up several Botei Din, says the Gemara. Omer le'akadosh baruch hu le'moshe chaleik lohem Botei Dinim. Please set up several Beis Dins, my time. Why? If you're going to tell me that the reason is Mishum She'ein Donin Shnayim B'yoyim Echod. The halacha is that the Beis Din do not judge two people for the death penalty on one day. To consider somebody guilty and punishable by death is so serious that even if we did have to do so today, but to do so again, we have to wait at least another day. So Beis Din would not paskin two cases of nefoshes on the same day. So maybe, just maybe, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant. Klal Yisrael over here were about to be punished by death for the Avera of Avodah Zarah. So maybe that's what it means. You have to set up various dine bote din. Why? Because one bezdin cannot sentence them all on the same day. Like I said, it's so serious, the death penalty, that you need a separate bezdin or a separate day. So maybe that's what it means. Gather the Rosh Ha'om, set up various bote din. For what reason? For reason of be able to sentence all these various people to death. Says the Gemara, no, that's not true. V'ha'omar Rav Chista, didn't Rav Chista say, Loi shanu elo b'shtei misos. Aval b'miso achas donin. Rav Chista qualified this halacha and said that the issue of Bezdin paskening misas twice on the same day is only if it's two separate death penalties. But if it's the same death penalty for Reuven, for Shimon, for Levi, Yehuda, then we can pasken that even on one day. Here, Klal Yisrael were about to be punished, not with different death penalties, but with the same death penalty. If that's the case, then actually it can actually be done all in one day. And if it can be done in one day, so we have the question back. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe that you have to set up various bote din? Why would one bezdin not suffice? It's true that one bezdin cannot pasken different death cases nefoshes in one day, but if it's all the same punishment, then they can. Look at Rashi. Rashi's on the first narrow line. Chaleik lohem botei din. Says Rashi, v'hochi koma. This is what it means. Kach kol roshei ha. V'hoileich oisom lebotei dinim harbe. Take the heads of the nation and set up various different bote din. V'yodunu es oivrei ha'aveira. They will then sentence all those who committed an aveira. V'huka oisom, and they will hang es hamuchuyovim, those who are considered guilty. V'pnei shetzomdu l'ba'al pa'or, because they attach themselves to the avodah zarah ba'al pa'or. Anybody who is a avodah zarah is chayev skila. And the halacha is v'chol haniskalim nitlin. Anybody who is stoned must be hanged as well. So the reason why in this pasuk it talks about v'huka, which we already explained, means they will be hanged. Why are Klal Yisrael being hanged? And the answer is because they were Oved Avodah Zarah. They would have been Chayev Skila. And anybody who's Chayev Skila then gets hanged. Says Rashi, She'ein Bezdin Echod Don Shnayim B'yom Echod. One Bezdin will not pasken for two people on the same day. That's only Elo B'shtei Mises. Who De'ein Donin? That's when we cannot judge both on the same day because it's two separate things. The fisha ein zu doime lezu, because one is not similar to the other. The tzorich limtzei ta'am ledivrehem, and we have to find a separate reason, a separate logic in the case of Reuven and in the case of Shimon. Kan v'kan va'osi lekalkuli, and chasu sholem, it could come to a kilkul. Shemo lo yichabsu kechol anitzit kechol. Maybe they won't look sufficiently. There's a lot of work on the bezdin hand. Aval b'misa achas. But if it's just one misa va'aveira achas, donin. Why? Because here we don't need to find a separate logic to kill Reuven, to kill Shimon, etc., etc. It's all the same case. And we're judging several people in the same case at the same time. So therefore, we still have the original question back. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu to set up various bote din to put Klal Yisrael to death for having sinned and transgressed Avodah Zarah, surely one Beis Din would have sufficed. So look back in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Elom, Kedei Sheyoshuv Charoin Af Miyisrael. In order to rescind the Charoin Af, the anger against Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Elo, Kedemuchach Kro, as the Pasuk quite clearly says, the Yoshuv Charoin Af. Kishakadosh Baruch Hu Royin Shekulam Asukim Bedova. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu sees that everybody is involved, there are so many various Bote Din all standing up for Hakadosh Baruch Hu's honor, Umakanin Lichvoidai, then that itself will cause the Charoin Af to be calmed down. So it turns out, therefore, that the reason why we need various Batei Din is not because that we can't judge with one Beis Din. Essentially, one Beis Din would actually be enough. It's just it would be a Kiddush Hashem. Be a Kiddush Hashem. The very fact that there are so many different Batei Din who are all being Oisik in the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that would be a Nachas Ruach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that would rescind the Charoin Af. There was a tremendous anger, as it were, on the part of Klal Yisrael following the Avera of Avodah Zarah. The antidote was you have one Beis Din and another Beis Din, another Beis Din, another Beis Din. So many different Batei Dinim all being Oisek in one Inyan of standing up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor, that would produce a tremendous Nachas and a Kiddush Hashem, and that way the Charoin Af would be rescinded. Says the Gemara, Dinei Momonas Goimrin Boi Bayoim. So this is the halacha that we mentioned before, that in the case of Momonas, you can finish it that day. You do not need to spill it over to the next day. Whereas in the case of Nefoshes, if indeed they want to produce a verdict of guilty, then they have to wait till the next day, what's called Halona Sadin. Says the Gemara, Mino Hanamili. Where do we learn this principle of Halona Sadin from? That if the Beis Din want to consider him guilty, then they have to wait overnight, reconsider the case, and if the Dayanim are still unmoved, then indeed we can put him to death. But we cannot reach a guilty verdict on the same day. How do we know that? So the Gemara brings two separate sources. It says the Gemara Omer of Chanina, the Omakro. These are both Sukkim in Sefer Yeshaya in the very first parak. Omer of Chanina, the Omakro, it says as follows, Milesi Mishpat Tzedek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Novi is giving them Musa, it says it used to be Tzedek. There used to be righteous judgment in Klal Yisrael. Yolin Bo. They used to now ensure, they used to take the case and let it lodge overnight. Va'ata, and now Meratzchim, you are murderers. In other words, the Novi was giving rebuke that you're not waiting overnight. So you see quite clearly that essentially you're supposed to be. This is the Makor. Says Rashi, Tzedek Yolin Bo Zokrashi Regilin Hoyu Mitchilo Laholin Esadin. It used to be that they used to be Malin Esadin, as we said before, means they used to spill it over overnight. Kedei Letzadkoi, in order that maybe, just maybe, they'll be able to come up with a Tzad Zechus and save him from being killed. Says the Novi, that's what you used to do. And now it's all different. When you do not do this, they're like murderers. because they're coming to a conclusion too quickly. They're not spilling the din overnight. They're putting people to death on the very first day. If they're very speedy to put people to death, that's why the Navi is telling him that essentially they're like maratzchen, they're like murderers. But Al Kaponim, what do I see from there? I see from there that that's what you're supposed to be doing. The Navi is giving them Musa for not doing it. But I see that what am I supposed to be doing? I'm supposed to be Malin Esadin. I'm curious, by the way, how do Art Scroll translate Malin Esadin? Let the din go overnight.
Yeah, I lost the place. I'm sorry.
And he brings the pasuk of Mishpat Tzedek Yolin Bo. Yolin Bo.
It says that yet Yerushalayim was full of judgment.
Right.
Okay. Righteousness once lodged in it, but now murderers.
Oh, lodged in it. Yolin Bo. Righteousness lodged in it. Okay, which is like as a play on words, as it were. It's got a lodge overnight. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayta. So that's the first source. Now we bring another source. The Rava Oma says Rava Mehocha. It's actually from here. It's also a pasuk in Yishai, a very perek, but it's a different pasuk. And it says, Ishru Chamoitz. Ishru Dayon Shemachmitz Esdinoi. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Shemachmitz Esdinoi, Shemashe Oisa Yumalinoi. Praiseworthy is the Dayon who lets the judgment spill overnight. Why? Kedei Loitzioi La'amitoi. In order that indeed we should get to the MS. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get to the MS. So you see once again that the Navi is praising those who spilled the din overnight. So see once again, that is what you're supposed to be doing. That is what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be, you're supposed to lodge the din overnight. As mentioned before, you don't always need to do so. You only need to do so in the case of when he's going to be considered guilty, then we want the din to be lodged overnight. So we have two psukim. And obviously, each one of these two Amoraim is now going to have to explain how does he learn the other pasuk. Says the Gemara, the Idach. So how does the first man, the Mizr of Chanina, how does he learn, what does he learn from the second pasuk of Ishru Chamoitz? The Idach, Ishru Chamoitz, V'loi Choymetz. How do they translate that, Rabbi Yosef?
Encourage the victim of a theft and not the thief.
That's how Rashi translates.
I.e., the root of the term chometz connotes theft. Since chometz is the passive form of the verb, the verse teaches encourage the one who was robbed, not the one who committed the theft.
That's what Rashi says. Ishru chamoitz hechziku es hanigzel. Try and support the one who was stolen from, v'loi es hagoizel. And what about the second man, Domar Rava? How does he learn the first pasuk? V'idach hai milesi mishpat. That pasuk of milesi mishpat mai obid lei. Teretz says he learns a brand new halacha from them. Kedre b'lez omar b'yitzchok. Domar b'lez omar b'yitzchok. Kol tainis. Shemalinin boy eshatzdoka. Ki'ilu shoifeich domim. One of the major yesodis of a tzoim, which is negev for tomorrow, obviously. One of the major yesodis of a tzoim, it's stoka. And if malinin, if you delay, remember the aniyim, the poor people are expecting to get their stoka on the tanis. And at the end of the fast, there they're going to be hands out waiting for all the donations. If you are malinin, if you spill it over into the next day, you're like a reitzeach, because these poor people are waiting for their tzedakah and they're not receiving it. Where do I learn it from? Our pasuk, shenemar milesi mishpat tzedek, etc., etc. Says the Gemara, there is, however, one qualification. Vahani mili berifta v'tamri. That's only true with bread and figs. In other words, items that are ready to eat. So if that's what you've collected, give it to them straight away. Don't wait till the next day. However, aval bezuzi, chiti vesari. If, however, it's money or wheat or barley, remember, if you did a collection on the Tanis, and what did you raise funds? What did you manage to collect? Cash. So cash cannot be eaten. So if cash cannot be eaten, neither can wheat or barley. You've got to be converted into food. It's a whole process, not like bread. So there, if you don't give the aniyim all of these items immediately, then it's not so bad because they're not losing out. There's nothing they could do with it, quite frankly, immediately anyway. Bishlema, if you collected bread, which is ready to eat, so the aniyim are starving, hungry, you have their bread. Why are you waiting overnight to give it to them? But if you have cash for them, fine, so you give it to them tomorrow. There's no difference if they have cash tonight or tomorrow. They can't eat the money anyway. Says Rashi, look at Rashi further down the Yomud. Kolat kol tainis. Regilim hoyu belele tainis. It used to be the minig on the night of a fast. Lasis stocker. To collect stocker, make a campaign. Vahoyu eine hoaniim suois lekach. And the eyes of the aniyim were all turned to these people giving stocker. This was their big day. They're waiting to get their handouts. Ve'im yalinu. And if for some reason you delay and you don't give them the donations until the next day, then what's the problem? Says Rashi, if you delay, nimtsu aniyim re'evim. So then the aniyim will end up starving, hungry. Shenish anu al kach, because they were relying on that. So if they've been fasting all day long and they're too poor now to buy bread and you've collected bread, give it to them straight away. That's what they were relying on. They don't have any other food to break their fast with. Says Rashi, Vahani mili b'mokim sherechilim nechalik rift v'tamri. That's only talking about in a case where the minig was to give out bread or dates. Why are those items unique? Dovor hamuchen lechoil, because those are items which are readily available to eat straight away. Says Rashi, but if it's zuzi vechiti vesari loy nishanu ha'eniyim aleim oyse halayla. So if the meaning of that place is not to give out food which is ready to eat, but to give out cash, so then obviously the aniyim, you cannot say, are waiting with bated breath for the end of the fast to get their money, because anyway, they can't eat the money. So yes, of course, they'd like the money. But whether they get it now or the next morning doesn't make a difference. Therefore, loy nishanu aniyim aleim oyse halayla. They're not dafka waiting for it dafka that night. If that's the case, v'les long bo ad lamocha. So for nothing will happen if you give it to them tomorrow either. If you give it tomorrow, they're not going to starve. They weren't relying on it anyway because it's not something you can eat. Either way, why are we bringing this halacha? Because this is learned, according to one shitta, from the pasuk that we said before, milesi mi mishpat stedek yalin ba. Don't let the tzedakah go overnight. That's not referring to a din Torah, as we initially thought. Rather, it's referring to the tzedakah collected on a talis. Do not go overnight. Do not go overnight because the aniyim, as mentioned, are waiting for it, at least in the case of edible food. Okay. Says the Gemara, now we continue. This is an easy omelet, that's why we're going relatively fast. We're halfway down the omelet. Lefichach ein donin. What does that mean, lefichach ein donin? If you remember, the Mishnah said, because there's always a chance in the case of dinei nefashis that it may spill over to the next day. So therefore, we do not have din Torahs for nefashis on Friday. Because the psak might be guilty. If it's guilty, it will need to be spilled over till tomorrow. And when's tomorrow? Tomorrow Shabbos. No din Torah then. So therefore, they would never have, the Beis Din would never convene to judge Dinei Nefoshes on a Friday. Now, this is what the Gemara is going to query. Says the Gemara, Lefichach ein donin, my timer. What is the reason that you cannot have a din Torah, meaning for dinei nefashos, on a Friday? Mishum deloy efsha, because it's not possible. Work out all the various permutations and options, and you'll see it simply is not possible. It does not make sense. How do I know? Says the Gemara. Look at the possibilities. Heichi le'avid. What should we do? Work out the options. Let's see if it's any which way that we can possibly work this out. Le'avid le'dayone b'male shabta. If we have the din Torah on Friday, I'm going to explain to you, says the Gemara, why it makes no sense. You cannot have it on Friday. Work out all the options and you'll see you're stuck. If I have the din Torah b'ma'ali shabta, which means on Erev Shabbos, and you'll want to finish up the din on Erev Shabbos. Well, that's all fine and well if he ends up being innocent. But Dilma Chazu Tam Lechoiva. That's why this is not an option. Because maybe the psak will actually be Choiva, he's considered guilty. Ubo Lemevad Halonas Din. And we will need to do halonas din. We'll need to spill it over. Till when? Till the next day, which is Shabbos, which is not an option. Says Rashi, look at Rashi towards the bottom of the narrow lines. Dilma chazi taima hayoim. Maybe the dayanim will see that it's leaning in the direction of lechoiva. Ubo'u lemevet halonas din. As we mentioned before, whenever Beis Din want to paskin in the case of nefashos is guilty, they have to wait overnight. The nimtza gemaroi b'shabbos. So if the masa u'matan was today, and we have to spill it over, when will the gemar din be? The gemar din will be tomorrow on Shabbos. Ve'efshar, and that's impossible. Because the mafarish, as we're going to explain soon, de'ein misas Beis Din de'icha Shabbos. We cannot spill the din over to Shabbos because you can't put him to death on Shabbos. Of course, the obvious question is going to be, fine, so why can't you have the Gemara din on Shabbos and then the death penalty on Sunday? Okay, we're going to go through option by option. So slowly, slowly. If the Beis Din would convene on Friday, so if they would come to a conclusion of innocent, that's all fine and well. But the concern is they might come to a conclusion of chayva, and they're going to need to spill it over till the next day on Shabbos, and they can't do that. Says the Gemara, okay, maybe I've got another option. Why can't we do the following? L'dayne b'mayli shabto. So why indeed can we not judge him on Friday? The ligmara b'shabta, and let the gemara din, in fact, yes, be spilled over, and we'll come to a conclusion on Shabbos. The liktele b'shabta. Why indeed can we not put him to death on Shabbos? Why is that not an option? Says the gemara, no, ein retzicha doicha es Shabbos. The retzicha of this particular individual, meaning his death penalty, is not doicha Shabbos. So therefore, again, we're stuck. We cannot have the din Torah on Friday because we might have to carry out the punishment tomorrow. And tomorrow, however, is a Shabbos. And the Misa, the Ritzicha of Beis Din, is not Deicha Shabbos. Says the Gemara, V'liktele l'urta. So why can't I kill him in the evening then? I'll have the din Torah on Shabbos. And then Motzah Shabbos, I'll put him to death. If you tell me that the Ritzicha is not Doicha Shabbos, okay, so wait till Motzah Shabbos. What's the problem? Says the Gemara, no. Neged Hashemesh Bo'inon. Neged Hashemesh. Didn't we quote the pasuk before? Neged Hashemesh has got to be in broad daylight. So if you have the Gemara din on Shabbos, that's not an option now to put him to death on Matzah Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos is not in the light of day, it's not to the sunlight. Neged Hashemesh Bo'inon. Says the Gemara, okay, I've got one final option, or maybe two options. V'lig merei ledine b'shabta. So why can't I come to a conclusion on Shabbos? And then v'lig telei b'chad b'shabta. And put him to death the next day. I understand you can't put him to death on Shabbos. I understand you can't put him to death on Matzah Shabbos, because it's not daylight. So put him to death the next day. Let the din Torah begin on Friday. We'll come to a guilty conclusion on Shabbos and then the death penalty on Sunday. What's wrong with that? We'll sentence him on Shabbos, carry out the execution on Sunday. Says the Gemara, no, that's not an option. Why? Nimsa, because if you do that, atom ane es dinoi. Says the Gemara, we have a special halacha of ma'ane es hadin. Now, what does that mean, ma'ane es din? Rashi says the Gemara, nimsa ato ma'ane es dinoi. Ma'ane es dinoi, if you look at Rashi, it's right at the end of the narrow lines. Ledaine b'may l'shabto. No, I'm sorry, it's going on the next Gemara. So what is ma'ane es dinei? Ma'ane, as we all understand, is from the word inui, affliction. To sentence somebody to death and then have him waiting around for a day is considered to be extremely cruel. That's inui of the din. If he's sentenced to death, then put him out of his misery. Put him to death and he shouldn't have to now languish overnight pondering his pending death. So therefore, again, to have the din Torah on Friday, to have the sentencing on Shabbos, but then to wait a full day till the next day to put him to death, that's also not an option. So we see that we really do not have an option of having a din Torah on Friday. There is one final permutation the Gemara has not raised yet. What is that? Why can't we have the din Torah on Friday? And then if it needs to go to Chayvan to spill it over, so spill it over to Sunday. I understand you can't spill it over to Shabbos for reasons we just explained. So why can't you spill it over to Sunday? So that, in Mitzvah Hashem, we will see tomorrow. But in the bottom line, the final analysis, we do not have an option. There is no option whatsoever of having the Din Torah on Friday. And that's what the Mishnah means, that we never have a Dinei Nefashis on Friday. There's no option. So we'll learn, we'll finish the Gemara tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully on the Tanis, and we'll come to a conclusion. Yes, Rav Ron.
Good question. From where do we know that Ritzicha is not Doicha Shabbos?
So the Gemara is going to speak about that later.
Okay.
Yeah.